There is a new president and chief executive officer at the New York Independent System Operator, more commonly referred to as the state's power grid. The board of directors appointed Richard Dewey, formerly the executive vice president, to lead the NYISO, which is based in Rensselaer County. Dewey, who took over June 1st, says the New York Independent System Operator has two main functions.
One is to operate the power grid. So you look at the transmission system that moves power from where it's generated to where it's consumed. It's a fairly delicate balance process to make sure that the amount of generation gets to where the load is at precisely the right time. And the New York ISO, from a reliability standpoint, manages that flow of electricity so that we can ensure that we can essentially keep the lights on for all the consumers in New York. Additionally, we administer the wholesale energy market. So when you look at the formation of the New York ISO, which was created really following the culmination of both state and federal policy in the 1990s, it was created to introduce competition into the utility space for the purposes of coming up with the most cost-effective delivery of power for consumers. So in doing that, we've created a wholesale energy market that comes up with the most optimized schedule of power so that we can reliably meet the needs of consumers and do so at the most cost-effective price.
So when you say it's a market and you want it to be cost-effective, do you look at various power sources and say your rates are too high, your rates are too low, you have to become more cost-effective to become part of the grid? Is that how it works?
In a way, I mean, we make the market where the generators submit the offers at the price that they're eligible or able to provide power. And then we run a fairly sophisticated computer model which first schedules the lowest cost or most efficient generators to meet the load. And in doing so, steer the schedules towards those cleaner, more efficient, more responsive units. So it creates a natural incentive for generators to be more efficient, to be cleaner, to be more reliable. And it's really those competitive market forces that create the kind of behaviors that naturally result in what is the lowest cost schedule of electricity for consumers.
When you discuss generators, are you talking about the traditional generators like nuclear power plants, solar arrays, hydro providers? Is that what we're talking about?
Yep, absolutely. It's a fuel neutral approach. New York State is actually blessed with a pretty diverse fleet of generators. So if you look at the capability of the hydro fleet, the nuclear fleet, the fossil generators, the fossil fuel, mostly natural gas generators, and increasingly the amount of renewable generators, whether it's wind or solar, that we see coming onto the grid in recent years.
The Pilgrim plant in Massachusetts is beginning the process of going offline. You have Indian Point in a year or so will be going offline. Vermont Yankee did so years ago. How do you replace that power from the nuclear plants? Do you have to fill a gap there?
Yeah, there's definitely a gap to be filled. We look at, and we have a long-range planning cycle that factors in the plans of generator retirements and also considers the newer resources that are coming onto the grid. So whether it's the new renewable resources that are coming in to help fill that gap, or in some instances, you know, the market itself creates a price signal. So a newer fossil, whether it's a combined cycle gas plant that needs to be relocated at the appropriate location on the grid so that it can most reliably suit the need. Our markets send those signals so we get that kind of development. So when we go through the natural life cycle of generator development and subsequently operation and then into retirement, we can manage that in the most seamless, orderly fashion.
What steps are taken to protect the grid, the ISO, from outside attacks, cybersecurity most notably?
Well, cybersecurity is a very clear focus. You know, you look at the importance of the power system on our society, on our economy. We have some fairly tight partnerships with some of the federal agencies, whether it's the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Energy. There are standards that are in place, really reliability requirements that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission mandates on the electricity sector, and has been in place for over 10 years, where we've built some mandatory protections that are tested and audited by the government every 3 years. And you know, we think in the 10 years that we've been paying very, very close attention to these risks, we think we've got the utility space in a pretty good spot.
Richard Dewey is the new president and chief executive officer at the New York Independent System Operator.